The nose was out of alignment, a result of a professional hazard. Not everyone liked to have his picture taken. The Cambodian soldier had broken Shade's nose, but Shade had gotten a telling picture of the city's devastation, of the waste. He still considered it an even exchange. In the amber light, his movements were brisk. He had a rangy, athletic body, the result of years in the field, often a foreign, unfriendly field, miles of legwork and missed meals. Even now, years after his last staff assignment for International View, Shade remained lean and agile. His work wasn't as grueling as it had been in the early years in Lebanon, Laos, Central America, but his pattern hadn't changed. He worked long hours, sometimes waiting endlessly for just the right shot, sometimes using a roll of film within minutes. If his style and manner were aggressive, it could be said that they'd kept him alive and whole during the wars he'd recorded. The awards he'd won, the fee he now commanded, remained secondary to the picture. If no one had paid him or recognized his work, Shade would still have been in the darkroom, developing his film. He was respected, successful, and rich. Yet he had no assistant and continued to work out of the same darkroom he'd set up 10 years before. When Shade hung his negatives